Democratic presidential contender John Kerry got a warm reception in Phoenix, Arizona last night at the annual meeting of the National Council of La Raza. It is one of the several major Latino organizations that both Democrats and Republicans are courting for votes. NPR's David Wellna is traveling with the Kerry campaign.
Kerry's made civil rights this week's campaign theme, coinciding with the 40th anniversary of the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Immigration may not be a civil right, but it is an issue very much on the minds of Latinos, with friends and relatives who want to get into the U.S. or who themselves want to remain in the country legally. Kerry spoke to a crowd last night of hundreds of Latinos about the woman he called his favorite immigrant, his wife Teresa. Kerry reminded them she was born in Mozambique and only became a naturalized American at the age of 31.
She loves her roots and loves her heritage, but at the same time, I've met few people who love America as much as she does. And Teresa's not alone. She's like every single one of you sitting here.
But last night, Kerry declared the country's immigration system broken. People are dying terrible deaths in the desert, he said, at the hands of smugglers. And those who make it in are abused and exploited. If elected president, Kerry said he'd propose immigration reform in his first 100 days in office that would allow a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who work and pay taxes. He noted there's already legislation to that effect pending in Congress.
Right now, in the United States Senate, there is a bill with 62 co-sponsors. It's part of Cesar Chavez's vision of a justice, vision of offering the peace of the American dream to the good people who labor day after day in the hot sun so Americans can enjoy apples and grapes that are fresh every day. This president hasn't said if he will sign that bill. I will in a heartbeat. I will sign that bill.
Kerry told the cheering crowd immigrant families would be reunited more quickly under a Kerry administration. He also promised to work with Mexico to improve border security, enforcing the law, he said, as it ought to be enforced. And he attempted to seal the deal with a bilingual exhortation.
Let America be America again. Que America sea America para todos. Si se puede. Si se puede.
Raul Isagiri, who heads La Raza, later deemed Kerry's address a success.
He was connecting. The emotion in the crowd was very evident. It was much more evocative than I would have expected.
La Raza has a policy of not endorsing candidates, and it does try to be bipartisan. Last week, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain spoke to the annual meeting. Isagiri says he had less luck trying to get President Bush to come speak.
He was not only invited, but we made it very clear that we would very much appreciate his presence. He was courted by us. We made a number of phone calls to make sure that they understood it was not a perfunctory invitation. And unfortunately, we got no response.
Isagiri said not even a Bush surrogate, such as Vice President Cheney, was offered. Kerry, meanwhile, picked up the endorsement yesterday of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, a feat made easier by the fact that all 20 of its members are Democrats. David Wellna, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign.